Tabia is needed because it is the instinct that drives the body, and it is directly used by the ego. And the ego is something that the mind created from infancy out of conflict. That enlightenment does not come out of being egoless. Enlightenment comes from shattering the ego. The ego has to be created before it is shattered and removed. So you need something that outwardly appears negative to become your journey through which you learn and grow out of and evolve and experience that metamorphosis. You need to be a worm, a caterpillar, and experience the life of a worm and a caterpillar in order to become a butterfly. You blow up a balloon and then you burst it. It seems meaningless to blow up something that you want to burst anyway. You could just cut it with a pair of scissors. But you do that because you want that big bang, isn't it? You light candles and then you blow it out. Was it perfect when it was lit, or was it perfect when it was unlit? If it was perfect when it was lit, then why did you blow it out? If it was perfect when it was not lit, then why did you light it? But if you don't light it, there is no birthday. So even though you blow it out in 30 seconds, you need to bring it about and then remove it in order to have something that has meaning to you. You take an egg, you let it grow and become a chicken. You get meat and then you slaughter it. Why do you not just crush the egg and say, let's just cut the egg? If you just crush the egg, you will not get the meat. You let it grow, you fatten it, and then you kill it. So there is meaning and purpose in this. If I have a young seed or a plant or a sapling, I will not plant it outdoors in winter or in summer, because if I do that, it will die with the cold or with the heat of the sun. I will begin by planting it in a flower pot. I will keep it indoors in a greenhouse, for example. That very same plant, when it begins to bloom and the roots begin to grow, the flower pot now becomes a restriction. It stops it from growing. It is at that point that I break open the flower pot and I take this out and I begin to plant it outdoors so that it grows to its full potential. If I don't do that, it will die. Human beings are the same. Initially, a human being must be nurtured in the pot of tabia. That is why when we are born with our animal instinct, with our tabia, until there is maturity and understanding. Once there is maturity and understanding, the pot of tabia must be broken and exposed to fitra. If that is not done, then the soul will die. So you as a parent, one of your tasks is to be the greenhouse, to give your child that flower pot in which they grow, and then to learn at what point they are ready to now come out of that flower pot and reveal their full potential, when it is time for them to grow out of that restriction. To give you another example of this, when your child is young, they attach to different things. Human potential is unlimited. The things we attach to are limited. They are restricting. If we remain attached to these objects throughout our life, then we never realize our full potential. The only thing that is unlimited is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why I need to attach to Allah only, because it is only by attaching to something that is unlimited, I will have unlimited potential to grow out of. The reason Allah wants us to attach only to Him is because our potential is unlimited. He is saying, I am infinite. If you attach to me, your attributes can be unlimited in how far you go. And that is why we have all these ahadith al-Qudsi that say, become mine, I will become like yours. I will make you like myself. I have the power to say, kun fayakun. I will make you such that you will say, kun fayakun, and so on and so forth. If we stay in the flower pot only, whether it is ourselves or our child, at best we will become an ornamental piece. We will be a decorative piece. The human body protects the soul, but it is also the prison of the soul. Remember this statement, that the human body protects the soul while we are in this world, but it is also its prison. One of the reasons why Allah sends calamities on you is to break open this flower pot, to bring you out of the greenhouse into the open, so that you can grow into this walnut tree, so that you can grow into this oak tree. It appears to be unfair to us. It makes us insecure, because all our lives we have been warm, we have been cushy in that greenhouse, sitting in that flower pot. Life was good. I had a good job, I had family, I had children, I had a good paycheck, I was healthy, everything was going well. Why Allah? Why me? Why now? What we don't realize is, I was in my cocoon, my potential to grow had stopped, my roots could not expand. So I was in the rat race, but I thought life was good. That calamity that befell me, that was the breaking of the flower pot. That was Allah saying to us, no, you're not good. You are running on animal instinct, you are driven by fear and greed. Come out of the greenhouse, come out into the dark tunnel, cross and see the light at the other end of the tunnel. Let me show you what your full potential is. So that calamity, therefore, is again an opportunity energy that brings us to our full potential. When the flower pot shatters through this calamity, then fitra begins to speak. What does fitra say when calamity befalls and the flower pot breaks? Fitra says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When afflictions and misfortunes befall them, they realize that they are not in control of their lives, that this is not permanent. They say, indeed, we come from Allah and to Him is our return. That statement is filled with realization, but that realization only came إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. As soon as life appears to be happy, we forget to call to Allah. We forget this إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, because then we go back to our mode of fear and greed. We go back to being driven by tabi'a, and therefore we go back to being comfortable with how our life was. So fitra immediately senses that when this flower pot has broken, when something is wrong with my life, the walls of tabi'a are falling apart. The walls of my ego, the shattering of my ego boundary is taking place. Tabi'a, on the other hand, says, I am invincible, I will never die, I am a god unto myself, I will live forever. Because tabi'a doesn't want to leave the cocoon, it does not want to leave the flower pot, it does not want to leave the mode in which it is happy.